Time in Africa.
Hello, una kusheo, me fambuldem. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell from Washington on the Voice of America, VOA Africa. Today I've got another wonderful program for you. The West African nation of Sierra Leone is in the spotlight. I feature music and interviews with three of Salone's most shining stars, Jimmy B, Nasser Ayoub, and Block Jones. I met all these guys this past August. You might remember I was there in Freetown exploring music and life post-Ebola. Now, Sierra Leone's been free of active transmission of that deadly virus since November 7th, 2015, with the exception of two isolated flare-ups in early 2016. So the nation survived. It's recovering. And these three musicians share their experiences of the whole ordeal. You're gonna love it, and you'll be surprised at how great the Ebola songs are. Now, I also have in this edition for you Bill Odidi from Nairobi, who brings us another great interview. This time, he's talking to the Mohari brothers from Ethiopia. They've got a brand new album out. I've also got new singles in the playlist today from Mali, Benin, and Ghana. Finally, this heavy news. Kwaito music legend Ntutudzi Mandoza Shabalala has died. Mandoza passed away September 18th, 2016, in Johannesburg, South Africa. He was 38 years old. In memory of Mandoza, here's my own mix of three of his best songs. R.I.P. Mandoza.
Yeah! If you said that, it's a remix! Take it back to what's track. Here we go now!
Just focus.
Heather, Music Time in Africa. That was my memorial mix of music by the late Mandoza. He died September 18th, 2016.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Now here's a newish song from a very cool, jazzy, Afrobeat kind of Ghanaian artist, Adoma. This is Traffic Jam.
Adoma. It's my jam, it's my jam. Easy, easy, easy. Yeah. Ow.
Your first team. I take all the coins in my pocket where you make it. So I dey walk for road. Where I dey plan what I go buy. But as I reach there, no. I see, see my money lost. But I no get no worries. I still dey hungry. So I beg me quick cool.
Hey everybody, this is Heather, and that was Adoma with Traffic Jam, my favorite track from her 2016 album, Afraba. Coming up next, meet Jimmy Bangura, more widely known by his stage name, Jimmy B. He's the first of three featured artists in today's program that I interviewed in Freetown recently. But first this.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hello, May Fumbledem. This is Heather, and now it's time to meet Jimmy B.
May Fumbledem. Ebola is the biggest obstacle to a country's development since the Civil War. It is therefore incumbent on us as a people, as a nation, and as citizens of a world that is increasingly becoming a global village, to ensure that we stand united in our effort in combating this menace, regardless of our political affiliation, regional background, tribal or class standing. We must all come together and win the war against Ebola, or remain divided and perish. God bless Sierra Leone.
Oh, Ebola for go.
Oh man, we don't die.
So I'm sitting here in a beautiful home. It's raining outside in Freetown, and the owner of the home is the legendary Jimmy B.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for coming to my home and giving me this opportunity to share with the world my experience in terms of what we went through during the Ebola period. That was one of the darkest periods in our country's history, because now we're faced with an enemy we couldn't see, you know, worse than even the rebel war, because the rebel, at least we knew who these people were. We could see them, a human being. This one is an unseen enemy.
And we so for glory, make we do one.
So it was very, very difficult, and it had been the most disruptive in terms of economic prosperity. The entertainment industry suffered a lot, because during that period, we couldn't even do shows. We couldn't even release our records or release movies. So it was really a terrible period for all of us.
This is me family, I swear I no go touch. I go call 117, then go can't take you. This is the one way, so we no go spread you. Then picking the one go school, it's a what say no. We put salt in behind, so this time we for go.
Go! Ebola for go.
As musicians, entertainers in general, we played a major role in terms of sensitizing the masses, raising awareness, and just being out there and giving support. How that song came about. The truth of the matter is, I was thinking to myself, what can I do to contribute towards the fight against this dreadful disease? An idea came to mind, and I said, okay, now I have this idea. Why don't I get others involved? So basically, I got somebody like Wahid, CJ, and Camouflage to participate in the song, including Kingfisher, who basically co-produced the song. So everybody wrote their own lyrics, and obviously, you know, I had to take care of the studio sessions and all of that, and do a video on our own. Everything was just, you know, our own contribution. You know, for once, you know, people coming together and not asking others to do for us, but doing for ourselves. So that was really, really good. The unity was there, and all of the egos, you know, we all have our individual egos, but all of that was dropped aside. And we came up with a song, and believe you me, that song did so much in terms of putting a face to everything we're doing. You know, people understanding, not just in Sierra Leone, but outside of Sierra Leone, feeling the impact that Ebola had on us through the song.
For defeat the enemy, Ebola, we go bata you, chaka chaka you, chew you up like chaff chaff, kata kata you. Okay, make a subject bad. Who then are you? You are for test me. Look where you don't see. You are for try me. You not fit. Two bits. Make a subject again. This now you'll be trying.
Go.
Ebola for go.
Oh man, we don't tire, tire.
Go. We don't tire.
Stand up and tell Ebola, ta.
If there are other emergencies like that, whether they be health or disaster, do you think that the music and film industry has changed or has learned any lessons that they can put into action to help future?
Well, I don't think it's just the music industry or the film industry. I think each and every one of us, Sierra Leone, has learned a lot from that past experience. And I think we're in a much better place now to tackle whatever comes our way in future, if it does. I pray to God it doesn't, but whatever it is, because now we have many of the facilities in place. We have the ambulances. Initially, when we started out, we only have like 2 or 3 ambulances. Now we have over 100 ambulances. We have hospitals, doctors, nurses who are better equipped now to handle whatever comes our way.
It's music time in Africa.
Hello, Mayfambledem. This is Heather. We're in the middle of a conversation I had recently in Freetown with Jimmy B, one of Sierra Leone's pioneer actors in, many say, the godfather of the film and music industry. This is the last part of our conversation. We're sitting in his second floor living room. Lumley Beach is directly across the street, and I can see the Atlantic Ocean from the windows. It's rainy and overcast, and big waves are crashing onto the beach. You can actually hear the rain and street traffic in the background. Anyway, Jimmy B tells me what's next for him and his hope for Sierra Leone today.
Come back home.
Come back home to Sierra Leone. To Sierra Leone.
Come back home. 17, she left Mama Africa.
Well, I do want to know what's next for you. Mm-hmm. What are you doing now? I mean, okay, Ebola, you did a great job, really. But aside from that, what are you up to, Jimmy?
Well, I'm trying to help put a structure in place in terms of getting the industry to a level where I think we can compete with the Nigerians or the Ghanaians, the world in general, like setting up a distribution network. And also bringing in the manufacturing plant in Sierra Leone, because now we all go to Nigeria and Ghana to print our CDs. So these are things that I'm working on right now. And also planning on releasing a movie within the next 2-3 months, by God's grace. Guardian of the Throne. It's an epic movie. Well, I'll send you a copy, don't worry.
Please do.
I will.
Son, you got the right to be in this land that you read. Oh, God.
This will be, what, your 13th movie?
I think more than that, yeah.
How long have you been making movies?
How long have I been making movies? Since I did Coming to America and extra work in MacGyver. I did also Cosby Show extra. I did a lot of TV series and movies in America in terms of being an extra.
Yep.
So I got my training from there. Mm-hmm. And now I'm grateful to God that I'm able to put all that experience into the industry here and helping to grow the industry and also create employment opportunities for our young brothers and sisters. So it's looking good.
That's great. You're not moving anymore? You're staying here?
No, no place like home. I love Sierra Leone. Even when I was in America, even when I was based in South Africa, I always knew I wanted to come back home and contribute. You know, for me, going to America back then was just to go there and gain the experience and make something out of my life, to come back home and plow it back.
All right, hello, howdy buddy. This is Heather Maxwell, and that concludes my interview with the music and film giant from Freetown, Jimmy B. I have more interviews with artists from Sierra Leone, Nasser Ayoub, and Block Jones. So keep it locked right here.
1, 2.
All right, now we're going to move to Benin for a minute. This is the brand new Polyrhythmo out of Benin. The new album is called Heritage, or Héritage in French. Here's the title track, Maja Falao. Thank you.
Majafara, Majafara, Majafara.
Majafala.
Malombo nupo aidi ututo eo.
Majafala.
Afonbo zeno hagewe.
Majafala.
Mawaiba medesio.
Majafala.
Aide ronbo zeno impesu.
All right. Hi, everybody. This is Heather. And that was the new Polyrhythmo album called Héritage.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. That's what's up.
It is time to meet my second featured artist this week, Block Jones. This 20-something guy with short dreads and a medium-long goatee beard is hot in Sierra Leone right now. He recorded the song and music video, Bye Bye Ebola. And I met him in Freetown, too, on another rainy day. Block Jones.
Yes, sir.
It's nice to meet you. Really nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure. The pleasure is all mine.
Thank you. Now, the sound quality of our interview was also poor, mostly due to the rain. So I'll just summarize. Block Jones says he wrote Bye Bye Ebola to give hope to the people and to assure them that things are getting back to normal. That song and video release marked the end of the Ebola epidemic, November 7th, 2015, that ravaged Sierra Leone, infecting some 14,000 people and killing nearly 4,000.
Ah, bye bye Ebola. We just want to say something to the people then. No vex, follow me then.
Yay!
Ha! Nobody wanna see you rising. And when you do, they don't even like it. Ebola come, let them get your license. Don't take many souls, go away. Lord have mercy. don't even know what to say. Thank God that it's over. No time for the haters. Watch me do Azonto, Azonto, Azonto. Now watch me do Azonto, Azonto, Azonto. Now watch me do Azonto, Azonto, Azonto. Now watch me do Azonto, Azonto, Azonto. Follow me then. Ebola mash up the nation. It cause no frustration. Left some family pumping. Put the one who can't keep a skin. Oh mama, oh mama. Oh papa, oh papa. I thank God that it's gone. A new day has come. So go, go, go. Twist your finger, shake and wave and say hello, no, no. Make a freestyle and you can be that move that blow, blow, blow. Low balance, that's how you do a zone. Azonto, now watch me do Azonto, 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 now watch me do Azonto, 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 Azonto. Ebola come and take all the freedom, go away. Say for the first time we ever feel this way. Oh no, it's so hard to bear. Why, oh, follow me then. Big up to every Salomon. Nice to see we all work as one. And now right to those who are gone. Your memory leave on forever. See and never. Oh no. So me say, huh. And now forget all the survivors then. Then I be hero. Make me treat them right, show them love. Send no division. I say, now that you celebrate, they chill and dance in the jubilee. Do ya? Don't forget for do the waiting we be used for do. Azonto, Azonto, Azonto. Now watch me do Azonto, Azonto, Azonto. Now watch me do Azonto, Azonto, Azonto. Now watch me do Azonto, Azonto, Azonto.
Your Inside Music Time in Africa. Stay locked in with Heather right here on Music Time in Africa.
Now, Block Jones, like many Sierra Leonean artists today, moved on, moved forward in terms of Ebola songs and on to better things. Here's one of Block's most popular current songs, Chinese. Now, under this big tree where we stood for the interview to get out of the rain, Block told me that his song ideas come from what he sees around him. No judgments, he says, just observations. Case in point, the song Chinese. He said that everything he sees around him has this made in China on it.
Welcome to China!
Yeah, Beijing. Wagwan, Block Jones.
See, I went to the club. I saw this cute looking girl with her waist so large. She was feeling the boy. Then I said, sister, see me, I left you swag. Then she said, my brother, thanks. Everything I have was made in France. Check my bag, check my dress. Only the latest and the most advanced. But when I check in clothes,
not Chinese.
In bag,
not Chinese.
In shoes,
not Chinese.
Yeba, so Chinese. Yeba, so Chinese. Yeba, so Chinese. Yeba, so Chinese. Lad, we are going to switch Chinese. See, I meet one guy. This guy just a brag and they talk and they make show up. You say you see me swag. All seen way I get was made in our body. Say I know they use fake, not at all. Not even use second hand. Oh my gosh, Gucci and money from head to toe. And I only deal with the latest phone. But when I check in phone,
not Chinese.
In shoes,
not Chinese.
In clothes,
not Chinese.
Yeah, bah, so Chinese. Yeah, bah, so Chinese. Yeah, bah, so Chinese. Yeah, bah, so Chinese. Lad, but me I guess it's Chinese. See, I went downtown. I said, make I go buy some things and for myself, cause I just got paid. And I was feeling myself, oh my. Can't see where you bust that tongue. I just spend the dollar and pong. Designer wear from head to toe. And I buy phone with cost 400 per bone. I check the phone,
not Chinese.
The clothes,
not Chinese.
The bag,
not Chinese.
Yeah, bah, so Chinese. Yeah, bah, so Chinese. Yeah, bah, so Chinese. Yeah, bah, so Chinese. Like, me against which Chinese? China, China, all designer. Gucci, Prada, all them designer. Check on me, Nazina, Cortina. Chinese man can't keep beats, man, and beauty. Then you want all me mutts. Chinese man done full of some man box. It's an like say forget one, now must. Mister, for they talk to yourself, get one. In clothes,
not Chinese.
In bag,
not Chinese.
In shoes,
not Chinese.
Yeba, so Chinese. Yeba, so Chinese. Yeba, so Chinese. Yeba, so Chinese. Lad, but me against which Chinese?
Hello, May Fumbledem. This is Heather Maxwell. You're inside Music Time in Africa. That was Block Jones with the song Chinese. And for more on Block Jones and the other featured artists in today's program, you can get online and read my blog, Music Time in Africa, or get on my Facebook page.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music.
Oh, yes, it's me, Heather, and we're going to refocus for a moment and turn our ears from West Africa to East. Reporter Bill Odidi has this report from Nairobi on the Mohari brothers.
My name is Henok Mohari. I'm a musician. I came here from Addis, straight from Addis, Ethiopia. We're mainly known as Mohari brothers. We're blood brothers, four of us. So we formed this band 10 years back with three other friends. We just celebrated the 10-year anniversary, and at the same time, the album release, the new album release.
Go ahead and introduce the first song that we're going to play on our show.
This, that means happy.
Kale salam, kale fata, na salim pede sinta. Kale fikir, kale vina, mani de chal beizena.
The new album is called 790. What does that mean?
That's a story of us, you know. 790 used to be the place where we was born and grew up. That was the house number.
Where did you grow up?
It's around Piazza in Addis. It's in Addis, so it's a village called Piazza. So that's a hood, you know. We started this whole thing, you know. That was we came from a very musical family. My dad used to be a singer, songwriter, saxophonist. My mom used to be dancer, choreographer. So we took that. It's in the blood, you know.
Yeah. You're very, very versatile, right?
Yeah.
You play lots of things.
It's because I grew up listening to so many good music, especially American music, like Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Prince. So I hate to stay in a one particular kind of style. But in a way, there's this color that relates all the songs, all the artwork, you know? So we chose this direction and, you know, people loved it.
Yalla shot a gabe Salam up day and a day Come to Uncle Finn Casnae Ted Lamul to go to die See my task We forget tie See HC go do Some tie See no rain in a My fantasy See the find it more
We're delighted to be speaking to Henok Mohari. He's the band leader of the group. They're known as the Mohari Brothers. And he's here in Nairobi. There are several other songs on the album. What was the process of recording this new album? How long did it take? What were the highs? What were the lows of recording the new album, 790?
Recording an album in Ethiopia is the most difficult thing right now. Because, first, it's hard to find a proper studio for a band. We all have our own home studios. When it comes to gears like huge sound desk, it's not easy to even to purchase it and to get it into the country because of these difficult custom laws. So we had to use our own stuff accumulated at a place and do this, construct this studio, new kind of studio, you know. We had to record the drum set in the living room, something like that, you know. It was difficult, but it took us like 5 years.
You know, when you work in such difficult circumstances, then your creativity is even increased more, I'm sure.
Of course, that will make you stronger, more stronger.
What's the other song that you're going to introduce for us from the new album, 790?
Let me give you Fikri Shalal.
And what does that mean?
Love is a better option.
Okay, hello music lovers, this is Heather. You just heard an exclusive interview with the Ethiopian Brothers band, the Mohari Brothers. They celebrated their 10th anniversary and release of their new album, 790. Thanks, Bill Odidi, for bringing us that report from Nairobi.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 915. 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
Beautiful. Now, we return to Sierra Leone with the third and final featured artist of the program this week, Nasser Ayoub. Now, this interview took place back in August when I was there. As you know by now, I was exploring the music scene and history in the context of post-Ebola recovery. But before getting to the interview, let's meet Nasser by listening to one of his many songs dedicated to surviving and to one day rising again. Keep the faith.
I know that things are hard, yeah. And everybody's so much in fear. Who's can trouble this power? We, Papa God help we all. We can do without your help, yeah. And the money got to go hustle for you living. Forget say God 90 years. Who does send the sick far away?
You know, no.
Papa, do you take the sick away?
Go.
Africa, they die from hunger. Now, na evil Ebola. Who does send the sick far away?
You know, no.
Papa, do you take the sick away?
Go.
Africa, they die from hunger. Now, na evil Ebola.
This is a dreadful time for all of us, be you rich or poor. At times, we feel the world is coming to an end. War in Africa, hunger and suffering. Children are still crying. Women are still dying while giving birth because of poor healthcare. The men are hustling, hopes are lost, and after surviving all these hard times and sad moments, now Ebola. Oh, Salon, oh, Africa, just keep the faith and always know that after the stormy weather, there is a brighter cloud that brings the sunshine. Sierra Leone and Africa will rise again.
Okay, that's Nasser Ayoub with Keep the Faith. The following conversations took place at the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation. I guest hosted Nasser, along with another great musician, Steady Bongo, on the live music TV show called Salone Star Parade.
Nasser, you are born and raised here
in Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. You have these blue eyes and white skin and dark hair.
Yeah.
We kind of look alike, don't
exactly.
We?
If people, you know, I should have introduced you as, you know, maybe...
Sister.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
You know? And they would believe.
They would believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
So are there many like you here?
Yeah, yeah. There's a quite number of foreign nationals that were
yes.
born in Sierra Leone,
yes.
not only Lebanese nationals.
Yes.
I am of Palestinian origin.
Uh-huh.
And you have so much, you know, different communities that were born in Sierra Leone.
Mm-hmm.
And Sierra Leone is our home.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Sierra Leone is... I consider it to be my first home. I've lived all my life in Sierra Leone and I've seen it all, you know, the wars, the Ebola,
yeah.
everything. Unfortunately, you came at the wrong time. It's raining, you know, but during the summer, Sierra Leone is fantastic.
Okay, so hey everybody, this is Heather, and you're listening to Nasser Ayoub, his music, and our conversation during a live TV broadcast on the music show, normally hosted by King Milan, Salone Star Parade. Nasser was probably the most prolific artist to compose music and videos concerning Ebola. This next excerpt of our TV interview is about his song and music video called Survivor.
I want to know the story behind that video.
Yeah, you know, after, you know, the Ebola, or should I say midway during the Ebola, we started to have survivors of Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, nobody was like, you know, mentioning the survivors. You know, everybody was busy with the deaths of, you know, how many deaths we had, you know, per day. Ebola, but I just look at it and said, wow, we actually have survivors. And if somebody survives Ebola, he's gone through it all. You know, he has seen death and he has come back from death. You know, he has lost his mom, maybe his, you know, parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can name it. So I decided that, you know what, you know, something from Nasser would be giving a song which can a little bit of hope to survivors of Ebola. You know, and the video maybe explains a little bit of, you know, how people used to point fingers on, you know, survivors of Ebola. They had this mixed feeling of, you know, not touching survivors, not getting into contacts with survivors, etc., etc. So we had a little bit of, you know, the story
mm-hmm.
telling, you know, in the song and in the video, I think.
Hey, this is Heather. So next, we all watched the video live on TV there in Freetown. But here, we'll listen. Here's Survivor.
As I'm standing in front of you, I've been a victim too. Lord knows I cried so hard, 'cause the pain wasn't easy, true. I never wanted this for me, so stop pointing fingers at me. Oh, if I be no, I fall down, take safety precaution. That way I don't know, I end up on the situation. Please don't point fingers at me. I can be your brother, be your uncle, be your papa. You can be me sister, be me auntie, be me mama. Please don't point fingers at me. This life is too damn hard, but some people want to make it more hard. The guy with Ebola, it's the headline all over. Please don't judge me, please don't point fingers at me, 'cause I'm not the virus,
I'm only human.
As I look around, all eyes on me. I no even get no family. Everybody died through a bone. This sick kid don't really, really mourn. But I still survive. Every day I thank the Most High. I no better pass you when the world don't die. So Papa, I thank you for the life. Please don't judge. Please don't point fingers at me. Yes, I made it. Senegal, Mali to Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Guinea to Liberia. Every day we cry for our lost souls, yeah. Ebola make we lock all we borders now. We know the evil fish, so we not brothers now. Everything is so confusing, yeah. I lost my mother and so I was quarantined. 21 days trusting up before me team. For they alone, a house with no family. And now I can't for deal with this society. Please don't judge me. Please don't point fingers at me. Cause I'm not the virus.
I am a Sierra Leonean.
I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor.
I missed that moment. Hey, everybody, that was Nasser Ayoub with Survivor, and that's us, Nasser, Steady Bongo, and me, singing along to it from inside the SLBC studio.
You're listening to Music Time in Africa. It's me, Tashoma Mtiku, from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Salam to you. Peace unto you.
Okay, well, that concludes my feature on Sierra Leonean music today in post-Ebola life. You can watch, listen, and read more about these artists online. Just go to my YouTube channel, blog, and Facebook page. You can even watch the full Salone Star Parade TV show with me, Nasser, and Steady Bongo. That's on YouTube.
This is the Voice of America.
There's time for one more song before we say goodbye. This is a brand new one, a single out of Bamako. The artist is Cyclone Jata. And his song is about the beauty of Malian culture, the way that Malians warmly welcome strangers and share with them whatever they have.
Ni bola jamana jamana la ki jigi ke maliye ni ala sona ma ki jigi te jia dwa u de u ni che mogo sebe de u ni che seu cão lame, gorobine o seu cão. Unaka uname, joli de unanka. O seu cão lame, chefariba o seu cão. Unaka uname, mogonuma de unanka.
By Cyclone Jata. This is Heather Maxwell, and we're at the end of the program. I hope you enjoyed the show. A big special thanks to Jimmy B, Block Jones, and Nasser Ayub for sharing their music and their time with us. Also, thank you, King Milan of Salon Star Parade, and also to SLBC for sharing their stage with me in Freetown. Finally, thanks to Bill Odidi and the Mohari Brothers. Now, don't forget, you can leave comments about the show on my Facebook page, Twitter at Music Time Africa, and now on WhatsApp. The number is 1-202-203-4118. That's 1-202-203-4118. See you next week, Friday at 0900 Universal Time or GMT, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 1520, and 2200 Universal Time. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America.